This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
It's now time for Speak Up Foreigners.
Kia ora, everyone. Welcome to Speak Up Foreigners. Today, I have two Brazilians with me, and we're going to know how is their experience as an international student in New Zealand. But before we talk to Carol and Maria, we're going to enjoy a nice song. Welcome back. Hope you have enjoyed this really good song and have checked your body. So now we're gonna meet Carol and Maria. These two beautiful ladies that you cannot see, but you're gonna hear, they are from Brazil and they came to share with us their experience as an international student in Christchurch. Thank you, you two, for coming today. Hi, Carol.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Carol.
Hello. Thank you for coming today. Hi, Maria.
Hello, Carol. Hello, everyone.
Okay, so now we're going to know a little bit about them. Where are you from in Brazil, Maria?
I'm from the middle part of Brazil. It's exactly the center of South America. The name of my city is Cuiabá. And the state is Mato Grosso, and Cuiabá is the capital of my state.
Wow, nice. A little bit far away from my town, Belém, but not that far. How about you, Carol?
Well, I am close to the coast, where the tropical weather is located. I'm from Aracaju, and I was born in Recife. Well, I was breeding in Aracaju, but born in Recife.
Wow, two really nice places. If you have never heard about, go to Google it and get to know more about these two amazing states in Brazil. But now I would like to know, what are you two studying? How about you, Maria? What are you studying in New Zealand?
I am studying IELTS preparation because I'm going to take the test in the beginning of December. And because I want to do further studies, like a postgraduate, but first step, IELTS.
That's so nice. Okay, now that we know what's the Maria's goals doing the preparatory IELTS course, how about you, Carol? What's your studies in New Zealand?
Well, I'm also doing IELTS preparation, but instead I'm going to uni. Mm-hmm. So yeah, level 7 course will be my goal.
That's so amazing. Yeah, I think it's marvelous. People come and having goals to have other levels of studies in New Zealand. So you can use to stay in New Zealand with those levels or even go back home and have more to share in your country. Okay, next thing is, how long have you been in New Zealand? Tell me you, Maria, please.
I have been in New Zealand for 1 year and 2 months, only in Christchurch.
That's nice. How about you, Carol?
In Christchurch, I've been here for nearly 3 months.
Oh, nice as well. You two already know a little bit about Christchurch. But before we know more about you two, I'm gonna play another song and hope you guys enjoy. My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned, leave your fears behind. And try to take the path less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest ride. If today was your last day and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every night you had. If today was your last day. Against the grain should be a way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts, cause there's no second try. So live it like you've never lived it twice. Don't take the free ride in your own life. If today was your tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you had. And would you call on friends you never seen? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And would you find that one? Welcome back again to our radio show. And I know these two beautiful ladies, they have been here before, but I'll let them tell you how long they have been here in other time and share with you their stories. Can you please, Maria, tell us about your first time in New Zealand and your experience living here before?
Well, I have a sister who is married to a Kiwi. They got married in 2006 in Dunedin. And 2007, they moved to Queenstown. And when they were there, when they were living there, she invited me to go there. And I went there, and it was October 2007, and I like it so much that I lived there for 5 years and 6 months. I worked in a supermarket as a supermarket assistant, and it was a very nice experience. Queenstown is a very beautiful place. The capital of extreme sport, world capital of extreme sport, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, and but I for because of family reasons, I had to go back to Brazil. But I always had the dream of coming back to New Zealand, and I'm so glad that this dream is becoming true now. I'm fulfilling this dream now.
That's so awesome. Let's see, how is the story of Carol?
Well, my story is kind of similar. 2007, I came to New Zealand. A friend of mine was invited me to come over, and since then, New Zealand picked me by my country heart. But in this whole process, in 2015, I was a little bit homesick. And I went home for quite a while, and I came back to New Zealand. Well, my sister is still here. We came together in 2007. And also she had a babe, and I'm the godmother now, so I need to look after the baby as well. Here I am. Plus IELTS preparation, it's quite full on. Well, I just enjoy so much life in New Zealand.
Oh, that's so nice. The funny thing is, we have three Brazilians that of us has a sister who came here, stayed here. We went back to Brazil and we came back. Because I'm as well have a sister, and I came twice to New Zealand, enjoyed my nephew, nieces and sister, and went back to Brazil because I had a career there. And now I'm here in New Zealand 2 years and a half, working after have done my studies, and have the pleasure to have this radio show to share with you guys. But before we know a little bit more, going further to get to know these two beautiful ladies, we're gonna have another song. Enjoy it. This is one of my favorite songs. I was the one who chose it. I hope you have enjoyed it. But I really want to know, what is the list of challenges these girls have? Because I have my challenge, and I'm sure that's different for each one of us. So I'm going to start with you, Carol. What would be like five challenges of, if you had five, or the biggest one? Can you share with your experience, please?
Well, in top five difficult, it would be the weather for me, definitely. It's big deal because my hometown, it's a tropical weather. It's summer whole year, so no puffer jackets on top of me. Next one, I would say be away, be far from my family. So be here by myself is quite a challenge moment for me. I need to find myself and sort out the things myself. And what else? I would say quite hard. Mainly, it could be as well get into Kiwi culture. It's a challenge as well because once you're here in New Zealand, that's what you mainly want to go deeply for it. But I also have my Brazilian roots. So I'm getting there, I know I will, and it's a kind of a challenge, no big challenge, but yeah. Three has gone, am I counting?
That's all right, if it doesn't have another challenge, that's all good.
Maybe one more, making new friends all over again after leaving my country. It's a challenge as well because we don't know the person properly and go slowly into them and know them properly, and sometimes depends on the country they come from and could be a little bit of barrier in between the culture. So not a challenge, maybe quite a difficult daily basis one, I would say.
That's great. I totally agree with those. I think it's part of my lessons as well. How about you, Maria?
Yeah. I think I have some similar ones. language. Even though I knew how to speak English, but English was not part of my daily life back in Brazil, so here in New Zealand, I gotta use it every day. So the beginning, like getting used it with the accent and speeding my speaking as well. Well, nowadays, I feel it's better. It's getting better and better. But yeah, I cannot say that sometimes it's not so, it's difficult to express some ideas and thoughts in English. In the beginning as well, the time difference for me was quite hard. Some people, for them, just take a week. But I remember, after 1 month, still having difficult, to sleep. And, wake up in the middle of the night and want to eat. Because it's, 16 hours ahead from Brazil. So I remember having troubles with that was challenging, you know. The culture, since I have lived here before, I knew about the Kiwi culture, but it's more maybe about greetings, and because Brazilians, we have this way of greeting with a hug and a kiss on the cheek. And I had to get used to it with just saying hi. and food, you know. Even though I live with my sister and my brother-in-law, and my brother-in-law, he enjoys a lot having Brazilian food, but of course we don't have as much as I used to have in Brazil. I'm not saying that I don't like kiwi food, which I do. Actually, I gained weight when I got here. Actually, that is another challenge because I had to lose weight. But after a while, you do get used with those things as well. And I think the last one, as my friend just said, is making new friends. Because even though I feel homesick from some of my relatives and friends that they are in Brazil, but because I do have family here, I live with them. I live with my sister and my brother-in-law. This part is not so hard for me, but making new friends, because I used to spend most of the time at home with my family, so I only started to make new friends when I started studying English. It was like about 4 months ago. So, and they're most from other cultures, but I'm enjoying this challenging, to be honest. You know, it's good to make friends from other cultures and have a try of their food and asking them like some simple words like greetings, you know. Yeah, I think those are the challenges that I had in mind.
All right, thank you so much, you two. Before we check what is the list of the best things of New Zealand for these two girls, we're gonna enjoy another song and we'll be back soon. Final moments of our radio show, and I really want to know from them what they do love in New Zealand. I have a huge list who knows me through this radio show and for my Facebook page knows how I love New Zealand about every single thing. I have a challenge, but I really enjoy the weather, I enjoy the beauty of the nature, and so other many things, but I want to know from them. Please, Carol, tell me what's that reason that makes you really happy for being in New Zealand?
Well, in New Zealand, it's quite hard to pick one or mainly or either top three things enjoy in my part of view. But I think mainly it's because Kiwis always embrace foreign people. They're so kind, they're so lovely, they treat us equally, so polite. And I think it's mainly of that.
All right, good point. How about you, Maria?
Oh, I love the nature, especially the lakes, the color of the lakes, the blue of the sky, and I like the peace and the safety. Which are parts of quality life, because I think like if you have peace and if you feel like they're in the safest place, like your quality of life feels better. So those are my main reasons that I love this place.
All right, I agree with that as well. Thank you two for coming here
today.
I hope you enjoy to be part of this project. And if you that is listening to us want to be part as well, contact Speak Up Foreigners or Plains FM and enjoy your week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.